And for our top story, Senegal has been crowned 2021 Africa Cup of Nations champions after defeating Egypt 4-2 on penalties following a 0-0 draw in regular time at Yaoundé's Olembe Stadium. Two Premier League heavyweights, Sadio Mane and Mo Salah, powered their teams to the finals, with Sadio Mane prevailing. It was a highly contested match that left Salah in tears as he and his Egypt teammates came up short after battling to get to penalty kicks for the fourth straight game. Mane struck the decisive penalty to give Senegal its first ever Africa Cup championship against the seven-time winner of the tournament. So how did Senegal, which has lost two previous AFCON finals, do it this time around? And for that, I'm joined by Jonah Byakutaga, a sports reporter and commentator based in Kampala.
For starters, well, Senegal have never won the Africa Cup of Nations. It's hard to imagine, considering the star-studded teams they've had. But this is their first ever victory. They've only been to two finals, the most recent, I think, being in 2000, when Egypt defeated them on a penalty shootout as well. Yeah, right. So they've gone into two finals. This most recent one in 2019, and then back then when they lost to Egypt, I think it was 2002, because 2000, Egypt beat Cameroon. So it's uncharted territory for them. And they've had this so-called golden generation. When they went to the World Cup in 1998 and they beat France, and everybody thought, oh yeah, this Senegal team is it. And they failed to build on that. So finally, and fittingly, Sadio Mane, the guy that scores the winning goal. So it's exciting times for them. It's a huge, huge victory for them as a nation.
So Jonah, as you said, this was not Senegal's first rodeo. They've been to the finals before. They've lost out on penalties. What was the difference this time around, and how were they able to learn from their past mistakes to be able to lift the trophy this time around?
I think the difference this time was they built on what happened in the last tournament. 2019, when they lost that final to Algeria, many thought Senegal should have won that final, and they didn't get there. I think they steadied the ship and they kept pretty much the same squad that was in that tournament. So it was about consistency. Keep the same squad in there. Have them hungry. I watched Sadio Mane defend the coach, Aliou Cisse, and he said he doesn't understand why Cisse gets all this criticism. And you felt in so many ways the players were actually playing for the coach. They wanted to prove a point that he deserves that job. He's, interestingly, the previous 2019 final when Algeria beat Senegal, that was a local-based coach, because the guy that coached Algeria was Algerian. So it's two consecutive editions where we've had African coaches win the trophy. So you felt the Senegalese, more than just winning it for their country, they wanted to win it for Cisse. Cisse is a former captain of the national team. And he's come under some understandable criticism, because this Senegal team is good and they've been to the final. They could only do so much. So he's been under unfair criticism. So you felt guys like Mane coming out to defend him, it was clear that they wanted to win it for him. So I thought, for me, that was a big, big driving point for them in today's final.
So lots of exciting players on both sides, Egypt with Mo Salah. But who are some of the players on the Senegalese side that were the difference makers this time around?
Obviously, the Liverpool pair, Sadio Mane and Mo Salah. See, Egypt is a tournament team. We saw how they started the tournament against in a group with Nigeria, and they got beaten in the first game. They scrapped 2-1-0 victories, really, really scrapped. They didn't look impressive. I wrote them off. I didn't really think they'd actually go even as far as the quarterfinals. I was certain they'd get ejected by Ivory Coast. But somehow, as the tournament grew, they are a true tournament team. They know that you just don't get beaten. All you have to do once you get to the knockout stages, avoid getting beaten. That's what they did against Ivory Coast. Keep it tight at the back. Do not concede. Then get a lucky chance or get two penalties and try your luck. They've done that. They ejected Ivory Coast. They then ejected Morocco, who, to so many people, Morocco are playing the best football in the tournament. They conceded quite early against Morocco that penalty to Sofiane Boufal, and they came back and won the game 2-1. Then they go to the semi-final. Again, they had the hardest semi-final against a host, Cameroon, and everybody thought, okay, their luck runs out against a host. And still, so they had the harder path to the final over Senegal. But you get the feeling, maybe the advantage Senegal had, they played Cape Verde, they played Equatorial Guinea, they played Burkina Faso. On paper, they had the easier games. Egypt played 120 minutes against Ivory Coast in the round of 16, played another 120 against Cameroon in the semifinals, so, and against Morocco as well. So you get the feeling they were a bit fatigued. They mentioned requesting to have the final played on Monday. It couldn't happen. So maybe the fatigue eventually caught up. But I think for me, without question, if you look at the two sides, I think Senegal, you would argue, deserved it. They started slow, but as the tournament progressed as well, they started to score more goals. The introduction is of Ismaïla Sarr, the Watford winger. Remember, at the beginning of the tournament, Watford refused to release him to the tournament. Eventually, he passed a few fitness tests and he flew back to Cameroon in time for their quarterfinal tie. And from then on, they've looked at a different team with him helping Mane. Yeah, so the pressure was always on Mane to carry this team on his own. When Ismaïla Sarr returned into the side, then Senegal had a cutting edge and it looked like they could, you know, get behind teams.
That was John Abiakutaga, a sports reporter and analyst based in Kampala, Uganda.
Voice of America!
So how did sports fans around the continent feel about Senegal's win? We asked around and here are some of your responses.
My name is Sebunya Flanka from Uganda, Liverpool fan. I support Senegal. I'm so happy. The game was so nice. It was so competitive. Egypt was playing defensively, but Senegal managed to break through, though they were unlucky in some times, but they managed to win.
I'm supporting Senegal, and of course it's the very team that won the game. I think they deserve the African Cup of Nations. Of course, they applied much energy to win because it wasn't easy.
Yeah, my name is Dr. Valentine Tebimbeli. I'm the Dean School of Law, Kampala International University. And today was particularly a very great day that we had to watch the finals of the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations played in 2022 in our country, Cameroon. So we are very proud that the tournament went very well.
The game was good for me and I've really enjoyed. In the first place, I was disappointed with Mane because in the fourth minute, he missed a penalty. But in the when the game was ending, at least he scored the last penalty for the team to win.
Those were some of your opinions on the AFCON 2021 finals that just concluded in Yaounde, Cameroon.